This is Alex Pardo back at you on episode 391 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on? I trust that this podcast finds you guys doing well. Appreciate you so, so much. Thank you to those of you who have taken a few minutes just to leave a rating and review in the Apple Podcast section. It truly, truly does help the show. We have been getting more downloads, and that's because of you guys sharing the podcast. So greatly appreciate it. You don't know how much that means to me. So I'm super excited. We are, you know, on the day this is getting released, we are on the final day of our Ascend Mastermind Retreat. It's been so incredible to connect with just, number one, quality people, and just high level entrepreneurs and investors that are just doing amazing things in their markets, in their business, and more importantly, in their personal lives. I mean, that's what this is really all about, right? It's not just business, but life comes first. And so more to follow and more to share on upcoming episodes. But speaking of which, Matt Fullerton, which is one of our Ascend members, I recently interviewed him on episode 390. And I've received over the last few days a lot of positive messages and people just thanking me for that particular episode because of some of the strategies that he revealed that you guys can easily and quickly implement to generate free leads if you're a direct-to-seller business and you're doing a lot of marketing. Matt shared some really cool ways on how he quickly ramped up his business and how he's just, I mean, he's doing some big, big things in his market. He's become one of the biggest wholesalers in that area in a relatively short amount of time. So make sure you check out flipempire.com/episode390. Of course, Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are being played, you guys can check that out. And I want to go ahead, I guess because of the feedback I've received in that episode, I want to offer you a few other things that you can easily do. These are small tweaks that you guys can make in your business, particularly if you're a wholesaler or if you're fix and flip, if you're doing any type of direct to seller marketing. These are things that I really believe are small tweaks. There's those small hinges, but they can swing some big doors, especially in a competitive environment, the competitive market that we're in, depending on where you are in the country. These are some things that your competition most likely isn't doing, and if they are doing, it's probably few and far between. But I want to offer you maybe 2 to 4 things that you can just quickly do. Number one is when you make offers to sellers, consider removing any type of contingencies. So whether it's an inspection days or anything like that, if you meet with the seller and you're face to face, or your acquisitions manager's face to face, even if you're doing deals over the phone and you are not able to get the seller to move forward at that point and you're going to leave the contract behind, 2 important things I would recommend you do. Number one, there has to be an expiration on that contract to create a sense of urgency and scarcity. And I think that's just good business practice as it is. You don't want to leave the contract open-ended. Number two, remove any type of contingencies. So normally, you know, a lot of wholesalers or investors might put 7, 10, 14, 30-day inspection period. Remove that and bring it to their attention. Let them know that you're essentially committing to move forward. And obviously, your deposit is what's at risk. So that's the first thing, is remove any type of contingencies. Number two, I just alluded to it, deposits. If you know it's a deal, don't be shy to put a solid deposit down. There's a lot of people out there that teach, you know, $10, $100 is all you need to make a contract legally binding. And that's true. And I've done that before. We've done that before. Don't get me wrong. Although we've never done $10. I think $100 is the lowest we've done. We typically put $1,000 earnest money deposit. But if it's a deal, we are not gun shy to offer $2,500, $5,000, even if it requires it. If you know it's a slamming deal, like there's no way you don't wholesale it, there's no way you don't close on it, I mean, it's just a deal, don't be shy to put a even $20,000 earnest money deposit, whatever it takes, because you know you're going to move it. I got someone in one of my masterminds that when he knows it's a deal, he'll put $100,000 earnest money deposit. Now, does he actually physically wire that to the title company? I'm not sure. I haven't asked him that question. There's ways that you can structure it. Of course, I'm not an attorney. I'm not giving any type of legal advice. So connect with a real estate attorney in your market. But there are ways where you can, even if it's disclosed to your buyer on paper, that you can use their deposit as your deposit on the front side transaction. But again, just check and make sure that you're doing everything above board. But transparency is key. But the point is, the takeaway that I want you to get from this second tip or strategy that you can quickly implement is, don't be afraid to increase your earnest money deposit. Most investors out there, most wholesalers are putting $1,000, $500 or less earnest money deposit. So show the seller that you're serious. If it's a deal, don't be gun shy to increase your earnest money deposit. Couple of the things you guys can do is, again, this is something that you want to check with, you know, with your local laws, but offering high referral fees for people that bring you opportunities. Most people will offer $500, $1,000 referral fee. We have offered up to $5,000, $10,000 referral fees for people that bring us opportunities. And you might be thinking, Alex, that's crazy. Why would you do that? Well, if we're going to make 20 or 30 grand on the deal, on a deal that we normally wouldn't have gotten, why would I hesitate to give up 20 or 30% of that deal in the form of a referral fee? Now, we typically only do this if the person has a license or if we make them a partner in that specific transaction through a joint venture agreement. So I've said this a third time. I'll say it a fourth. Make sure that you're doing things. I would never, ever tell you to do anything illegal or against the rules. Make sure that you're structuring these things and doing it the right way. Just it's not worth it. Stay out of trouble. You know, do things the right way. But again, to recap, this third tip is offer people a sizable referral fee for an opportunity. You know, for a lead. For now, there might be similar to how Matt Fullerton explains. You know, if somebody already has a contract signed and they just want you to find a buyer, you know, maybe you get less of the deal. But if somebody just gives you a lead, instead of giving up half the deal, you know, maybe you give them $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 referral fee, or make them a partner in the deal if they're not a licensed agent. So those are three things you can quickly do. And I want to throw in kind of a bonus one here. And this is something that a lot of people, it might sound obvious, but maybe you just haven't thought of, is if you have any properties under contract and the property is vacant, throw up a bandit sign in front of the house. If the house happens to be on a corner, we like to put one in front of the house and we like to put one on the side of the house. We have gotten free leads, free opportunities from properties that we have under contract, and we just throw up a bandit sign and we say, you know, any number, you can do any number of things. It could be a typical we buy houses cash sign. It could be looking for vacant properties. It could be, you know, house, I'm drawing a blank now. There's one particular sign that works really well. Oh, we do a sign that says, sleep with me, ?3-2 cash only and the phone number. And that sleep with me sign, it's kind of funny. Obviously, it's a pun intended. It's it gets a lot of calls. But the point is if you have a vacant house that you own, or maybe a house that you're doing work on, maybe you're a fix and flip or you're rehabbing a house, put some signs out in the front of the house. You'll generate free leads, which could lead to opportunities. And then the other thing you might be able to do is if you connect with a seller that has a vacant property and they are not interested in selling, hopefully that person stays in your follow-up queue, because three out of four deals, or you know, roughly 75% of the deals that we close are from the follow-up. If they have no interest in selling, ask them, hey, Mr. Seller, do you mind if I put a sign in front of your house? Oftentimes you're going to say no, but closed mouths don't get fed. You don't lose anything by asking. If they're not interested, say, hey, listen, could I send you a check for $100? Would you allow me to put a sign in front of your house? Or $50 or whatever. Those are free leads, free opportunities. I shouldn't say free, because if it costs you $50 or $100, it's still worth it. You'll generate calls from it. And by the way, some of those calls, even though they might not be motivated sellers, they could be cash buyers. So either way, it's worth it. But those are four things that you guys can do that don't take really much effort. You can quickly implement them and you'll see results, especially if you're consistent with it. So my friends, really, really appreciate you. Thank you so much. If there's anything I can do for you, just reach out to me, alex@flipempire.com. Shoot me, you can connect with me on social, on Instagram or Facebook. And I'm just looking forward to continue to pour into this podcast. Hopefully it's helping you in your business and or your personal life. And, you know, just continue to surround yourself with the right people, plug into to this podcast and others that you find valuable. And but don't get inundated with information. We live in an age where, you know, we're so blessed to have access to so many resources, free resources. I think the flip side is that sometimes people can just drown in all that and then not actually do anything with the information. So I've always said that's how you can repay me, by taking the information that I share with you here on the podcast, implementing it in your business, and then sharing with me the results. Whether it works or it doesn't work, you're going to learn. So that's what it's all about, my friends. Appreciate you, love you, and I will connect with you on the next one. Take care. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.